Happy Friday, family. Great to have your company. It is preliminary final weekend, and we're about just over 3 hours from the first bounce between the lovely boys and the Geelong Pussycats as I welcome a man who is right in game mode as we speak. Put a little video up on Twitter in a minute for you. Candles are lit. I speak of the one, the only, the spiritual leader, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. G'day, Gundy.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. It is a special moment. You live for these moments, Lou. You live for these moments. And these boys that are representing our state tonight, I tell you what, Lou, I'm going to pass on some real positive energy through this show, through the speakers, through my voice.
Yeah, I like it.
You with me, Lou? You with me, family?
Look, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. And as you said, doesn't come around very often.
No.
No God-given right to get to this part of the football season. And you've got to make the most of it. I'm extremely excited. Going to the game tonight too, I am. Going to get out there.
Hallelujah.
Little bloke's doing a bit of ice kick, so I'm there with him.
Lovely.
And
who are you going with?
And my daughter, Evie. Evie and Owen. I'm taking the two older kids. But I'm looking forward to the first 5 minutes. And you know what else I'm looking forward to?
What's that, mate?
The noise the crowd's going to make.
We're going to be loud. The
19th man. Now, I've mocked it and I've done lots
of things over the
journey. Called you the lovely boys.
No.
Tonight's the night not to be the lovely boys.
No. We'll be up and about.
Oh, it's pretty good.
You won't be able to hear yourself speak, Lou.
Good.
And when that Dangerfield touches the ball, you listen to the boos.
Yes.
You listen to this. Yeah, I'm not going to say
I don't want to hear boos. I want to hear bruises.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
You'll see everything tonight.
I do.
It's going to be a ripping game of football.
Big show for your J-Pod. Assistant coach James Spotsy Adley joins us after five, as he always does. Seeing how the boys with the mood is in the camp. A couple of hours out from the big one. And, of course, Warren Gary Treadray.
Treads.
Going to get amongst it.
Treads. Is he really?
Give us his thoughts on where it is all. I mean, despite everything about him, he's got a pretty good footy mind when it comes to it, the Wiz.
And he's got some info on a potential trade or a draft type play, is it, Drake?
Trade. Port Adelaide are into Stephen Motlock. We know that, but he's active at the moment. So we're going to find out where that's at. I mean, you can't just leave it as random as that.
You should have
said something online. Treads has got a lot of mail on a Geelong star who might be wanting to cross the border.
Yeah, but you just come out and said who it was. So.
Good hook.
Good hook, Caro.
Nice work. The bet. Let's not forget the bet.
Yeah.
All right. The bet between yourself and Bill Brownless. And Willis is in the studios at the moment doing his show and then working tonight. Of course, Loser sings Winners Club theme song down the barrel of the camera for social media to enjoy. So I'll get you a copy of those words too a little bit later.
Okay.
Just in case. To be prepared.
No, okay.
And I've done the same for Willis.
Yeah,
all right?
Good.
So
how is he? We're not talking to each other,
He's pretty good at the moment. He's feeling pretty confident. What he's trying to do at the moment is A, get a radio show done. B, avoid all the extra long players that are in town on the fizz.
Oh, no.
His phone is blowing up as we speak, and they're trying to get him to dump the show and the coverage tonight and join them
on the hill.
On the froths. So he's steering clear. Are we ready?
Sean, we can see the shot clock, mate.
We're ready, I think.
No one understands what you're saying.
No, but I'm talking to Lou.
Look, the family knows the terminology of the show, whether it be elite standards. Tell them what we've got in the studio now, Juice.
Well, we've got a new shock. It's called a segment counter, and it tells us how long we've been speaking together to the family before we go off into either a song
or my fingers are redundant now, are they?
Your fat little fingers are now gone.
Gonski.
In fact, we'll be the one delivering the fingers.
Right, so
you can't do that.
This is a four-minute segment. Just gone, Lou.
All right. Don't forget, final ticket text too. The final ticket text, a chance to get to the game tonight. Up next, what I want is your calls now. 1-333-53. How's the vibe? How's the mood? What are you up to? Talk to me, Crows fans. I need to know how you're feeling. What's the vibe like out there, Juice? I want to know how Adelaide is feeling, what they're expecting, what they want to see tonight when we get down there 7:20 first bounce at Adelaide Oval, prelim final time. No turning back, my friend. No second chances, Barnsley. This is it.
All
right. Family are on the phones. Let's get to them.
Can't hide tonight, Lulu. Matthew of Queenstown. G'day, Matty.
G'day, how are you, boys?
Matty, how are you feeling? What's the vibe like?
You can't wait to get there. Blow your ears off, not be able to hear each other. Meet down on that hill, drinking all those frost, getting stuck into danger all night.
I like it. Tell you what I'm really looking forward to, and I know I'm taking the young fella, but it's just wetting the lip. Just for them a cold one.
Will you give him a little sip? Oh, sorry. Yeah, you did. I did
not
that
in the public forum. No,
I did that. My call.
Just not in the now.
It's like a father's. Not the new. Good on you, Matty.
There was a whole TV ad campaign.
Sorry, Lou.
Trying to break that syndrome.
Hey, good luck, Matty. Let's go to Craig of Richmond. G'day, Craigie boy.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Come on. We're good. How are you feeling,
How's
Craig?
Your energy levels.
Just
pumped for the game.
Mate, we've got candles lit in here in Studio Jars. It's just calming the nerves before the storm.
Proud of these boys tonight.
Beautiful.
So where do you think we can win it?
Oh, everywhere, all over the field.
Okay.
Just let's just win it.
Yeah. Get it done.
It's simple.
Just get it done.
Just win it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just win it. Or think. It's going to be
Don't
a pretty
act.
Crappy Saturday.
Oh,
just do. If we do get, say, if something happens tonight, and our Doyen KG tomorrow morning on Dead Set Legends will be beside himself. Are you working with him tomorrow night?
Defibrillators, are they installed yet?
We better get
No, I'm on next week with him, so God help us all. Next Saturday morning, if they're through to a grand final, I'm going to have to deal with that. I'm going to have an ambulance downstairs.
I would
on
be
standby.
Too. He would be, yeah. Nick of Glenelg. G'day, Nick.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Nick, how's your vibe?
Yeah, good. Getting ready to crack a few cold ones, I reckon. I'm getting bloody nervous, to be honest.
Yeah, that's good. A couple of steadiers.
Yeah, need a bit of Dutch courage, that's for sure.
Who's your favourite player, mate?
Probably go Sloaney. You can't go past him.
Our boy Sloaney. We
a
love
lot of strength, a lot of courage. I think he's going to be the difference maker tonight.
Loving your work there, Nick. I tell you what, there's one bloke here in this studio that is chomping at the bit to get involved in this conversation. That's Fanboy.
You are.
Fanboy
you?
Sean Craig Murphy.
What's
who
wrong?
Has not uttered anything about the Crows at all so far since of our
What's
dealings
with you?
The show, Murphy. How are you feeling?
I'm panic stricken.
What?
I'm
You're
just,
almost paralysed, aren't
I,
you?
I am.
Fear?
I am. I can't speak. I can't think. This is a good day for
this
me.
This is a great. This is a great day for the show. This is what this
Where
is.
Are you watching it? You're watching it with your daughter, who's, who's loves her football.
No, she's fanatic as well. So,
Where's
in front
the
of the
wife
TV.
Going to be tonight?
She'll be on the other couch, but just playing with the phone. She won't be watching at all. Yeah.
What are you worried about?
I think the prize at the end of it is brilliant, but the consequences, you know, if you lose, and probably the thing I'm worried about most, can I tell you, is actually coming in and working tomorrow with KG. It's going to be the worst thing in the world.
Tell you what I'm going to have to do now, now on. Right. You know how I put the muffler on Josh from Cherry Gardens?
Yeah, that's
Remember?
Right. Remember,
with the 30-second stall. I think if we're going to talk footy with Murph, we're going to have to put him on sort of a 15 to 30-second type rein.
Yeah.
Because right then, he just blurted out a whole lot of crap that no one understood.
It's not him. It's not Murph.
It's not our show. Is it?
He's shaking.
You know what I'm looking for?
Got shoes
you know what
off,
I'm watching for tonight?
His undies? Or...
I know, exactly. It's crazy.
What's that, buddy?
You know what I'm watching for and you love this? Unforced errors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From me?
Not from How can you make that about yourself?
Oh, you're unreal.
Unforced errors, Juice.
Hey, the Crows family are up and about.
Cod in hand and then just coughing it up. That's what I'm looking for.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren. Because I'm Warren
Gary Tredray. Here I am, get stuck. The wizard in the house, welcome.
G'day, boys.
Champ.
Right excited, Jazz. Got your scarf on.
No, I haven't. I've got my candles lit. I've got my scarf on. Louis and I are on Today Tonight. Just telling the football faithful that the Crows will have a very, 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 very good win.
Jeez, I'll tune in for that.
You should. Hang on. Lou, cross promoting Channel 7 who do a great job with footy.
It
gets physical.
it does.
What do you reckon they'll win?
I'm a bit like you. I think early on, teams that have had the break, especially last year with
There's
this new system, there is a lag. Just a big first 10, 15 minutes for Adelaide just to get themselves into the game. I want to see them on their own terms at some point in that 15 minutes.
Well, we saw the seesaw. Did he play? Will he play? Will he won't? Last time these two teams played, and we're talking about Dangerfield, he played it at full forward. The game was over at quarter time. It was 5-1 to 1-4.
Yep.
I still think, I don't care what happens, I pick Adelaide to win. I think home sways me.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced their ins and outs are the right ones. I thought they may have gone a runner. Especially in a bit of heat,
Miller.
Hampton. I was thinking that maybe, probably more Miller, but I understand Andy Otten's done nothing wrong and he is a smart footballer, can be forward and back.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was an interesting one. We're not close enough, but you back your coach in and really it comes down to head over the footy. I think Brody Smith is a massive, massive loss because all of a sudden, what do they do? Like De Boer did for GWS, they go straight to Laird and put him away and he had no influence last time he
played. McKay will go back to that role.
Yeah, but the lack of chatter suggests how important he is because no one wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
And they finally got to it today. We've mentioned it, but they finally got to what he does in terms of kick-ins, meters, game.
Well,
the next one's
Luke Brown,
yeah.
But he kicks in when Smith's not in position and he generally kicks short, the easy one, or long to a two-on-one.
Yeah. He'll take the kick-ins, I'd say, tonight.
It's a weapon.
Won't be Seed's gone.
Yeah, I think Seed to get back there a bit. But see, the flip is you go, you've lost a good one at each end.
Mm. Yeah.
McGovern,
yeah.
Ground pressure. Air, contests, splits packs, jumps on heads, keeps you guessing all the time.
Mm.
And that balance, that's why Otten's in.
just, and I think more, not so much for Tex, but
insurance.
For Tex and JJ in the sense that they work with three.
Well, they've struggled too.
Yeah.
They've struggled against the Cats, and so too is Eddie.
So that's why I think they've got smart footballer, good nouse, big game of footy, just that good footy brain. I think that's what got him over the line.
Yeah, because for me, Cockatoo comes in for Heat, and when the Cats beat Adelaide down there early in the season, he was sensational.
Was good, wasn't he?
And he'll go to Laird. I reckon Seisman is your kicker in it, but it's different. And Otten and Sloan and McGovern and Smith, I'd argue probably your outs are probably more damaging than your ins.
Mm. The other one, Richmond, can the Tiger train keep rolling on? GWS at the MCG, you're going to be over 95,000.
I've tipped them, but I think in the Tigers' terms, they want it played on their terms. I know that's blatantly obvious, but if Koch and Prestia and Martin have a big influence, the game will be over.
Mm.
But if GWS can bring heat, which they struggled to do, you know, two or three weeks ago against Adelaide here, I think they've got the outside run that's going to worry the Tigers.
Yeah, I do too.
And Dangerfield starts in the guts?
Well, I think he has to.
Yeah.
I just don't even know why you'd entertain forward. Mm. Last time he played forward, but then there was whether, you know, his ankle or lower leg, was he fit, was he not? I think he has to with Selwood, and if they can get on, that's the only way they beat Adelaide here, if they dominate the middle of the ground. And I think he and Selwood are the best two mids clearly on the ground.
Yeah.
And then you've got Sloan, and then you've got Adelaide spread. I think Adelaide's more even.
Crows will run with Selwood.
Well, they have to, and I think Selwood...
And they'll let Dangerfield just get his own footy and try and do it on his own.
Yeah, and unlike last time, I think Chris Scott will definitely use either Blitzarves or Scott Selwood on Sloan because everyone said they tagged.
Yeah, they will.
They let him off for Blitzarve 20 minutes and it cost
them
the game.
Double up again like they did at Geelong.
Absolutely.
Just quickly, Stephen Motlop, we know that Port Adelaide are interested. Yes. Where is all that at? Mm.
Well, everything's on hold. My understanding is they've been into both he and Rockliffe.
Yep. Yep.
Rockliffe is about to or just had a baby and going in for shoulder surgery, so we'd have to do a medical with him. So Port are really interested. That they and Carlton are the leaders there. But it's whether he wants to, he's originally a Victorian boy, country Vic boy, goes to Brisbane, where he wants to come to Adelaide. Port need to get in front of him. My understanding is that hasn't happened
yet. But why do you want another inside mid?
You get him in there, you go into the rotation, they don't have a wingman. He can play outside and inside. But he can. They're going to make a choice.
Oh.
But at the moment, they still haven't sat, my understanding, in front of both of them because Motlop's still playing.
Good. Hey, good luck tonight. All the best.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
He should be saying that to you.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Your team. My team got knocked out a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. I think you'll win by a point. Yeah.
How'd you feel when West Coast turned up and put in a mayor and you could knock them off?
Yeah, we're going well. We've spoken about it. We don't know they bring up the past.
They're downhill skiers and you couldn't beat them.
All right, see you, champ. Port up playing it. We send it up talking about it.
I didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, mate. All right.
G'day, it's Tex Walker.
Walker, he lets it go from 45 and he likes it.
Give me your best dad joke and you could be at the Crows home final. It's like Ticket Tex.
There it is, and this is your final chance. Your final chance to get some tickets to tonight's blockbuster. These are the last tickets in town here at Triple M Juice. All you do is tell us a really good dad gag and Tex will then give you the nod if yours is the one who's on the line.
We've got Trev of Hallett Cove. G'day, Trev.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Trev. Good luck. Dad gag, please.
Come on. Righto. Here we go. Two cows are in the paddock and they're having a chat to each other. One cow says to the other one, he says, "What do you reckon about this mare cow's disease?" The other one says, "Don't affect me, mate. I'm a tractor."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like it.
Righto, next.
All right, Michael of Manopara. G'day, Michael.
G'day, guys.
All right.
Dad gag, please,
go,
Mick. Go.
Far away.
Okay, guys, so what's ET short for?
Don't know. What is it short for?
Have a guess, yeah?
Just? Oh.
Because he's got little legs. That's what he's short for, because of his little legs.
Oh, Nick.
Boom, Tish. Where's the crickets? Andrew Glengowrie. G'day, Andy.
Johnny just comes home from work. His mum says, "What are you doing home so early?" He's supposed to be at the pickle factory. He says, "I got sacked. There was an OH&S thing. They said it was illegal and dangerous. I had my hands all over the pickle slicer." And they said, well, "What the hell? How could that be so unfair? Were you the only one sacked?" "Oh, no, it wasn't just me. The little blonde pickle slicer, she got sacked too."
It's almost like we
did.
I'm almost asking for hear that one again. Just see if the delivery could be a little better. Oh. Well, I can't get it right. I'm gonna rule Andy out.
Oh.
I'm going to rule Mick out with the little legs.
Oh, so you're going with Trev.
Trev's mare cow. I'm a tractor. Oh. You laughed.
Yeah, I did like it.
Yeah.
Is Trev there?
Hey, I'm here.
You're
I'm
our man, Trev. Let's just run it past the text and see if he gives you the nod. Hang on.
Yeah, Sean.
It's got a big game on. Occupied.
Great text.
That's a top joke. You're off to the footy.
Well done, Trev.
You beauty.
Well played.
Makes a difference
when you can get the gag out. I like that. Juice?
Yeah, loved it, Lulu. Loved it. Hey, is Trev coming in to pick his tickets up now?
Oh, there's a suggestion. Don't call if you can't get in by 5.
So Trev, you can get in?
Yeah. Trev?
Yeah, I can get in.
Yeah, I reckon the offsiders outside the studio would have sussed that out, mate.
Oh, okay. Just as long as he gets his tickets. He's got
Thank you to everybody who's played along with the dad gags. Well done, the ticket text. Great work. And Trev, enjoy yourself tonight and go the Crows.
Oh. Knock, knock. Oh.
Come on. You've got plenty of time.
Go. Yeah. Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
He's got nothing.
Dave.
Dave who?
Dave Gleason from the Angels.
No, it's actually Doc. This is Doc. Go again. Knock, knock.
No. No time.
Who's there? Fat who? Fat Charman. Have a look what the fat dragged in.
Fat. Hello,
g'day.
Fat.
G'day, William.
How are you, boys? Louie and John.
Billy Brownless. Great to see you.
Go Cats. I'm in town.
Stop it.
Hey, I must say, well done on the weather. Magnificent. It's going to be 22 degrees. No excuses tonight, Jars.
No, William.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
Are we all good with our bet?
We're good
for the
bet.
Have you the club song?
Here's the lyrics just in case, mate.
Righto. Thanks, Louie.
We're the pride of South Australia.
We are Geelong, the Floggers team of all.
So the only thing we've got to worry about here, gentlemen, is I want it sung with heart and a bit of feeling.
Gusto.
And
plenty of guts there.
If it's you, Bill, and yes. I'm not sure if it is, and plenty of guts, absolutely. Yeah. I don't care if you crack it. You can do whatever you like, but just get through it.
Right. No, we can do that. No. That's a bit.
And same for you, Joe.
Okay, Lou. Okay.
Because this bloke's got a history.
Has he?
Fat two over here. He's got a history.
Albert. I watched you the other night, Albert. And
Don't go there.
You don't talk about when you miss that goal.
No. Oh, right. Did you ever miss?
Oh, mate, you've seen the goal from 90. Siren's gone.
90
you are king of Geelong.
Yeah, and the little bloke used to tell him to piss off.
Yeah, he did. Oh, that's really. He used to tell
Were you worried that you might have missed it?
No doubt. No, straight through the middle.
Tony, and where'd you go next?
I ran to the bar. Except Barnes caught me and Blighty was trying to kiss me. Come on, Blighty. What are the candles in there for? I feel like I'm meditating.
Yeah.
Just good spirit.
You're very lucky, nice Bill, energy. That we don't have a bathtub in here because he'd be in it.
No, he wouldn't get out of it.
I love me bath, William.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you just put the water really low and when you get in it floats up?
You should have your own show.
I just got a spa at home. How good is a spa?
We used to have a spa.
Trying to get someone in.
Right.
Bit of dehydration.
Can we talk about tonight?
Roll up. What do you got?
Right.
How are you feeling about it, Willis?
No, I was a good feeling last week, and I've got the same feeling this week, because if the Cats turn up with the game that they played last week, and they were good very early, and we all know, 20-minute mark, wouldn't you love to have a bet at the 20-minute mark of every game?
Absolutely.
And if they're on, and Motlop's tackling, who's an interesting Geiger counter, Blighty's word that, and blokes like Darcy Lang and Duncan, and, well, Duncan's been a good player all year.
All your fringies, Bill.
You've got to step up.
Yeah, and Jed Buse has a couple of runs out of the back. Those sort of boys, you're spot on, because that's where they have been hurt, the bottom six. I tell you what, who kicks out?
For the Crows?
For the Crows.
I think it's Lukey Brown take that job.
Because it's a very important role. Whoa. A lot of people don't realise how important that is, because it sets up, especially the running halfbacks of the Crows. So that is an important job. They'll miss
Brody Smith.
The big one with that now, Bill, people don't realise it's easy when you can get it and go.
Yeah.
But if you're held up and then they press up on you, all of a sudden it's a completely different look from sitting in the stands. There's not much room anywhere, is there?
No, exactly right. So he's obviously a big loss. I'm not telling you anything. And so is McGovern, who's a good third, fourth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, look, they'll miss those two. But the Cats, I tell you what, Cockatoo's a bit of a risk. There's no doubt about that. But the coach loves him.
Yeah.
And you watch him tonight. He's hard as a cat's head down there. His pressure is unbelievable, which is not great
for him. And he's highly skilled.
And Ken Ooh. Mark, for yeah. a little fella, yeah. and tackles, mate. That's what he does do, yeah. tackles.
Tell you what I'm looking forward to the most.
What are you looking forward to?
Is Tom Stewart just carrying the ball 150 oh. metres, but not handling it correctly. just fumbling his way down
that,
the wing.
Is that the greatest 200 metre run with no disposal ever?
And the tackle.
And the tackle was spot on. How did he get a free kick? Yeah. Oh. But the umpires let it go. So, look, there'll be, they'll love it tonight, the fans.
How many Cat fans have come over from your neck of the woods?
There's about six buses on their way now.
Six bus loads.
That's it. That's all we've got.
Can you explain to us and the family the real reason you're in here? It's not because you wanted to come and talk to us, but you're dodging a few people at the
What's
moment.
What's happened?
Well, who am I dodging now?
All the extra long players that are What's in happening? Town that are just bombarding your phone to froth up.
Oh, tell us what happened.
Well, there's a few boys have lobbed and they all want a frothy.
Yes.
And I'm just hiding because I can't have one now, Jars. I've got some work to do.
Yeah.
But I might have a few during the second half. Because I hate it when I go out of 11, I walk out of here, and if the Crows have
won the game,
I get 40,000 of the ferals in my face.
Oh, don't call it feral.
Ferals.
I tell you what,
ferals at Geelong, there's ferals at Richmond, we're all ferals when we support our club, aren't we? We do go feral.
That's true.
But they're everyone. They're Cats ferals too, and there's no doubt about that. So
I reckon you. Avoid the footbridge, avoid Hindley Street. I don't want no Clarko incidents with you.
Don't. Be careful,
Well,
mate.
I was down in Hobart last night. I headbutted Tony Abbott. I Zach Smith and Jacobs, that's a big one
that's
too,
a
isn't
big
that?
Game,
that is a big one.
Massive matchup.
Oh, we're all looking forward to it. We're getting
Come
excited.
On, mate.
You don't play the game early, but do we?
No, we don't.
No, you just got to wait.
No.
Wait
How many prelims did you win?
Oh, we won a few to go through to the grand finals.
But how many grand finals did you win?
Not a lot.
How many did you make, Jazz?
I didn't make any.
At the elite level,
I missed a goal. I played in one prelim.
Missed a goal in the third quarter.
Yeah, right.
Put him 38
Billy's
points
got to go now.
Does he? Tell you what, Bill, what would be symbolic is you blow those candles out and just put him right in the back
foot. Don't you dare.
What do they mean?
It's just a spirit.
They're gone! They're gone and the Crows have gone! They've gone out and the Crows have gone!
You stuffed a spirit, you bloody
fog! I'll tell you what, I'll be having some spirits tonight. Gin, bourbon, whatever.
History made at the MCG. Last man
standing. Triple M's last fan standing bus. Thanks to Harvey Norman, the big screen specialists for the footy finals.
Well, Juice, I think it's time to give away another seat on the bus.
Yeah.
Hello.
Jamie?
Speaking.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
They do.
Jars and Louis, Rush Hour, how are you, mate? We're great. I'm thinking and I'm tipping you're about to get real better because guess what, my friend?
Guess what?
I'm not going to be in a coffee shop in Swan Hill, mate, I'm telling you that.
No, you're not going by my brother's Been and Gone. You're going on the bus with a chance to go to the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final. You're on the bus, mate.
You beauty.
Triple M's last man standing and I'm loving your submission. Check this out, fam. He's a wordsmith, our man, Jamie McDonald from Hawthorne. 100,000 screaming fans. 136 cans, four or five bands, a couple of handstands, and some pumping glands.
Brilliant. Yeah, lovely.
Pumping adrenal glands, boys.
Oh, well, I'm liking it, Jamie. Well, you're in there with a chance now, mate. Who are you going to take?
Not real sure, but I want to take probably a young bloke. He's never been to one. Our aim is to go all the way and see the end of Alex. We want to kick all those Richmond blokes off as soon as we can.
Very nice. Hey, well done, Jamie. Good luck.
Enjoy.
Right. You know the deal, though. Temptations and challenges will come along.
Good luck.
I'm well prepared, mate.
All prepared. Thank you.
All right. Well done. And, of course, giving away more chances next week to be in Triple M's last fan standing. Thanks, Jamie. Fantastic. This is great news, too. Yep. Scotty Thompson doing a lap of honour at halftime tonight.
Excellent.
Saying a fond farewell to the Crows fans that have loved him dearly.
They loved him.
And we say thank you
to
the great
Tomo.
Man.
And he's working with us on Sunday, Luke.
Yeah, of course, the tradition continues from 1:30 on Sunday when Triple M rocks the Sandford Grand Final. Me, you, Juice, Tomo and Yada. We're going to be doing all the business. Big game of footy, that one, too. Mm. Port Adelaide Magpies taking on Sturt. And here's to hoping that if somebody kicks a big goal tonight, or even on Sunday, that they do what a young fella did, or he's not so young, the full forward from Rushworth Footy Club, which is in country Victoria, kicked his 100th, I think it was last weekend. And then a mate of his ran out there and filmed it, bought a can out, he whipped off his footy boot, he filled it up Shoey style, Daniel Ricciardo style.
Oh, stop it.
And then necked it.
Brilliant.
Now that's
Good
what
on
I'm
him.
Talking about. So tonight when Tex or someone kicks a sealer and they can't be touched,
Eduardo,
all we need is somebody to run out with a can. I don't care if it's Gatorade. Or Powerade.
Yeah.
Rip your boot off,
yeah,
boys.
Just scull it.
Fill her up.
Down.
Yeah, that's just great. Give it, and then well that's done. It. And that's the sign. Then the hill. Yeah. Turn to the hill.
Yeah.
And in unison, everybody on the hill, they can do a proper shoey. Yeah. Rip them off. Put them in. Yeah. And we all do it brilliant. Responsibly, and the Crows get themselves through. I draw your attention to a very talented young man who's doing great things on Facebook. The title of his page is, Yeah, Good Boy, Good Boy, Good Footy Energies. Now, you may have noticed a lot of footy players and stars and the like getting around posing in prayer with the prayer stance.
Okay.
Getting around. The guy's name's Brad Hollis. Yeah. So he's a real good young talent. We've set the challenge. BT's boys are into him big time.
Yeah.
And we've set the challenge to Bristol tonight to maybe throw out a good boy. Good energy. So be on the lookout, or even in Bristol's pregame little social media one that he does, he posts, might be doing the little prayer at the desk.
Well, we caught up with him the other day and had a photo.
Yeah, he's a good, talented young kid. Nice lady. I tell you what, let's hope that Bristol does it because it should send social media into meltdown. But a good young Adelaide man doing a wonderful thing. Well, Brogsy's been on there. Alex Rance has been on there. They're all on it at the moment. BT's been involved with it. Dusty.
He's Eddie. A Port LA boy too, isn't he?
He loves his footy, loves long sleeve jumpers, which means he loves you.
Oh, we embraced.
That is, all right. Nah, so check it out. Yeah, good boy, good boy, good boy. Footy well energies. Done, he's got over 45,000 followers, good so on he knows him. What he's doing. But right now, this is really important because talking about yeah, good boy, good boy, good footy energies, when we've got the multiplier dice out for this.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Righto, Juice, who's playing today?
Brad from Woodcroft. G'day, Braddles. Welcome. All the best on a Friday, mate. You got the dice in there ready to go. It's warmed up. Louis's just been holding on to it for about an hour now.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Cheers. Hopefully it's a six.
What are we on a sixer? Righto, Brad.
Clickety click.
Looking for something pure here.
Oh, no.
I did my best, Brad. Four.
Four.
Four?
Oh, that's not bad.
Why, well, Mace, could your voice go any higher?
What's wrong with this? You got four Automasters.
Four Automasters, Bradley. So that means 60 seconds, real tight on the clock, and very strict on what comes out of your gob, all right?
Yep, no worries.
Best of luck. I'll pass you over to Jars to kickstart things off.
Name an AFL team not playing in an AFL prelim final this weekend, Brad.
Port.
Spell preliminary.
P R E M. Yep, stuffed it. Go.
How many prelim finals in a row have the Crows lost, Brad?
One.
Did you say Automasters?
Yes.
Yeah. What time does tonight's prelim final start?
7:20.
Who's played more AFL games? Jed Buse or
emergency. Or Charlie
Automasters.
Yeah, good Automasters. Boy, well, how many changes have Richmond made for their prelim final?
Automasters.
A lot of prelim,
Automasters. It's a prelim final.
Name
quiz,
a team that lost an AFL prelim final last year, Brad.
Automasters.
Yeah. Good boy.
Which Geelong player wears the number 11?
Automasters.
Oh, no more.
That's right, I'll give you another one.
How many AFL prelim finals have the Crows played in their history, Brad? Seven or eight?
Fuck. Seven.
All right. Boy, oh boy, as Bristol would say.
I'm loving how you picked up on the theme, considering it's on the top of the quiz. Good luck, Brad. It's going to be quick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Yeah, that'll do. $70.
$70, Brad.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good effort.
Really
good
effort. Supporter with all those crows.
You're right, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, doing it hard. Automasters was out a lot. They've lost four prelim finals, not one. All right. Prelim is not P-R-E-M. It's P-R-E-L-I-M-I-N-A-R-Y. Charlie Cameron has played more games than Jed Buse, 71-49. Jarvis was taking a long pause during that question. How many changes have the Tigers made, Automasters? None. Name a team that lost an AFL prelim final last year. You could have gone with the Cats or GWS. You went with Automasters. Well played. Automasters bonus. Automasters. Didn't realise you had Automasters bonuses. The number 11 Guernsey wearer for the Cats is Jar.
Darcy Lang.
Well done. And seven was correct. That's how many prelim finals the Crows have played in their history. So $70 coming your way, Brad.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for that.
All the best.
Yeah, it was clunky, but we got there. Well done, mate. Good work. Quiz back next week. I love the die. I love it. Righto, Juice. He's part of the family. He's joining us now ahead of the monster prelim final tonight. I'm talking about the J-Pod, James Podziadli of the Adelaide Crows, formerly a Geelong Pussycat.
Yeah,
the one and only J-Pod. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Afternoon, boys. I hope you're as excited as I am.
Oh, we've had to raise the desk in here.
I'm on edge.
Not just for Jars, but for Murph, fanboy over there. Even he's getting a little elevated this afternoon.
Good. That's what we want to hear.
All right.
Righto, Pod. No McGovern. How close did he get?
Yeah, he's probably a little bit off. He's definitely a significant chance next week. But, yeah, unfortunately for him, he probably just did it at the wrong time. It's nothing too significant, but it's tough. But opportunity presented itself for Andy Otten, so that's exciting to him.
Yeah, certainly did that role really well early on and was stiff to probably go out, Pod, wasn't he?
Yeah, look, I think we really liked his form throughout the start of the year, and he could play a dual role down back and up forward. And we know with Otto, he's a really smart footballer. He reads the game really well. And the other thing is that he probably doesn't get enough credit for how competitive he actually is. So in a final up forward, that's what you need.
No. Mate, good ball use tonight. Nice and clean, nice and relaxed early. And scoreboard pressure is important tonight there, Pods.
Yeah, I think the history says you've got to take your opportunities when they present themselves, whether that's a kick inside 50 or a shot at goal. So successful teams in finals do that. It's a critical element to the game tonight.
Pods, the video review of the Cats' big win over Sydney. They were pretty bullish. They got their hands on it early and then controlled tempo. They were able to sort of spot targets up, and Sydney had no answer for that. Are you expecting a little bit more of a controlled style tonight as opposed to just a massive, massive blitz?
I think they're good at both, to be honest. I mean, they get their handball game going to the middle of the ground, and they can slice through teams, and sometimes they actually hold onto the ball and try and chip around you or through you as well. So the Sydney game, they did hold on to the ball a little bit, but when they got it sort of inside 70, they just kicked it to the danger field in that first half, and he probably did the rest. But at the same time, I think the other end of the ground there, the Geelong back line actually probably stood up pretty tall. Because I thought early in the game against Sydney, I'm not sure how much Geelong's mids actually got their hands on the ball. I think Sydney probably did more of the damage there early, and then Geelong's backs just were able to intercept it and go from there.
Pods, what about the midfield? Do you run with Selwood or do you just keep an eye on Dangerfield?
Well, the two of them are pretty important, to be honest. So I think we've got to keep an eye on both of them and respect what they can do. But, Mark Woodsub's in there too. I think the other one that we get forgotten about a bit is Mitch Duncan. Yeah, I think his ability to use the ball really well and finds it in a lot of space. So he's another one we've got to sort of shut his space down. And Stephen Motlop last week in the mid part of the ground was pretty dynamic for him too. So they've got a couple of guys in there. And at the same time, we've got a couple of guys in a lot of depth in our midfield as well. Yeah.
Tell me somebody left a couple of sausage rolls at the door at the Cats where they're staying, just as a little temptation to see if anybody had a nibble. Maybe they might be 3 or 4 days old.
Yeah.
Well, he's a quality player, Tom Lonigan, but he's going to have his hands full tonight with Josh Jenkins and Taylor Walker. So he might need more than sausage rolls, mate.
Pods, what's your favourite smell in finals when the finals come around? What's your favourite smell that you miss? Oh,
it's easily the fresh cut grass when you you walk out to the Adelaide Oval the other day, and you can just smell the fresh cut grass. You know it's September, you know it's finals, and the warmer weather too is a nice change.
Oh, Pods.
It's a good giveaway. I cut my grass at home today.
Stop it.
I did.
Did you mark it?
I tell you what, if I had a line marker, I've got a bit of dwarf kike at home.
You haven't got a cylinder mower. You haven't got the cricket pitch happening, have you?
I couldn't because I've got a gum tree in next door's yard that drops all the gum nuts, and those things have been getting blunt.
Can you knock that down or not?
I've tried. I can't. Because otherwise I would have, I'd be running with a checker pattern today myself.
Yeah.
For a prelim final. Yeah. And then Pods, then I'd go with the circular, like crop circles for the GF.
Yeah. The
grand final.
Yeah.
Well, and a big Toyota logo on the front yard.
Toyota, would you?
Can I call bullshit on that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bullshit.
Because I don't have a line marker. That's the problem.
I'm sure you would.
If Hoffy and all the boys
you
are on
the other day,
the ground staff Pods who aren't so busy doing calendar shoots for the front page of the paper,
he whacked them.
If they could loan me a line marker, I'd bloody set it all up.
Hey, good luck tonight, mate.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game, and let's just make sure that all our supporters and fans get really loud tonight when they're at the ground.
Beautiful. It's going to be great,
make it a hostile environment.
Yeah, good luck, and let's hope we're talking again next week, Pod.
We will be. Thanks,
there
guys.
Is the J-Pod, assistant coach of the Adelaide Crows, ahead of tonight's blockbuster. Beautiful. Geelong v Adelaide Crows prelim final. It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Jars and Louis are about to turn up the heat. On the Rush Hour, it's Under the Spotlight.
Well, I love this segment. And it doesn't get any brighter just about than prelim final night. There's so much to play for, and the loser, well, you just get absolutely spat out the back door.
Yeah.
Who you got your eye on tonight?
Tonight and tomorrow, or just tonight?
Let's just start with tonight.
All right, tonight, I've got a couple here. I've got my spotlight on Charlie Cameron. We need a real lift from young Charlie tonight, and it's about work rate. And we need him around 15 possessions tonight and get his about 8 or 9 tackles.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a good day out for Charles.
I'd like to see. Don't even worry about the touches. I want a dozen.
Okay, tackles. Thank you. Joshy Jenkins. Mm. I've been on him for a long period of time. Tonight's tonight, Josh.
Also with McGovern out too.
Absolutely spot on, Lulu. Mm. So we've got to carry the slack, losing...
Yep.
Tommy Hawkins for me.
Yeah.
All right. So they're my three tonight. Tom Hawkins.
They need a goal kicker.
Right. Yeah. Who have you got?
I like where you're at. I reckon for the Cats, and I'll play the devil's advocate, if they're to win, Lockie Henderson has to have a massive night. Has to be able to intercept footy again like he did last week and control that back six. He set him up beautifully last week.
So your spotlight's on him?
On him. And I just want to put the spotlight ever so slightly on Rory Laird, who plays game 100. My boy.
Oh, he is
too. The Lairdster. They'll put some work into him tonight.
Yeah, I know they will.
Because of no Brody Smith. So, And the guy that I hope plays really well and I think can be a real game breaker, and that's the Rat, Rory Atkins.
Yeah.
So I'll be really watching Rat closely because his work rate is up, he's a real integral part of what is the cream on top of the Crows pie.
Yeah.
All right. Because he's outside the normal stars that, and sometimes in finals you need blokes like that that have got to find a way. They've got to be your best player. They've got to have a night out of the blue jar to get us over or get you over the line.
Reece Stanley plays his 100th for the Geelong Football Club, and Jed Buse plays game 50th. So he's been a good, talented player.
Had a great game last week too, Jed Buse. He'll start on Eddie. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
He's got a real good record on
Eddie. 6 goals for me tonight for the Crows.
Yeah, it was 4 goals earlier with the 4 candles.
No, I'm going to see. Yeah, well, William right. Brown is bullying.
Yeah. Just text me at the 20-minute mark and I'll give you a margin.
Yep.
All right, I know where that's at. Anyone at Richmond and GWS, you want a highlight?
Jonathan Patton, I got the spotlight
the general,
on him. And Jack Revolt.
Yeah.
Stand up, you big boys.
Yes.
Hey? This is what finals are made for, the big boys.
Yeah.
It's the big boys finals, Luke.
Not the wee little fellas who just buzz around and do pressure.
No, not us, the legend room, the architects.
For Richmond to beat GWS, they need goals.
There you go.
And Jack... I don't want to see Jack doing the tiger, crouching tiger, coming out of the huddle and all that sort of stuff.
Well,
wouldn't mind seeing Jack kick a bag, to be honest.
All right, Luke.
All right, footy needs the Tigers in the finals.
And I'm going GWS to win that one.
God. Knock me over with a feather. I'll go Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, you're tipping Crows.
My boys, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, there it is. Spotlight's in.